What's hot, what's not in the markets with Tommy Grisafi from Advanced Trading based at Mayville, North Dakota. Futures and options have risk. Tell me, Tommy, what's hot in this market?
Don, China's been in the market for grains. They bought some corn, some wheat, some beans, and that's really great to see, and we need them to do a lot more of that. So they have an agreement with us. Maybe they're living up to a little bit, hedging their bets, betting on the presidential election, and they do need the grain. Corn prices in China hit recent highs, so China in for grain.
Of course, we're all focused on weather, and we're really in the midst of pollination time for that corn crop. What's that mean?
Just phenomenal opportunity for pollination as rains bless the Midwest here just in time. I know a lot of people were talking about this hot and dry weather. It was hot and wet. There's a big difference. Watch out for a monster corn crop as pollination for about 85% of the corn crop went very well.
It's kind of interesting when I look at that bean price. We've got new crop soybeans up at that $9 money.
And that's got people talking. So you see corn down 3.5 and you see corn up 4 and beans up 4.5. And you'll see some people move to hedging some beans today.
So what's not hot in this market, Tommy?
Well, Don, the rains make grain. And we've had phenomenal rains here in the Midwest. Folks are going to be very disappointed with the corn price. And as we tie into that corn price, you're seeing the basis widen. The difference between the futures and the cash market as old crop corn starts to blend with new crop corn and elevators and ethanol plants start to widen that basis, knowing there's going to be a lot of both going to hit the market here in the next few months.
We had that like 2-week flurry in that corn market. Is that still with us or?
Nope. The big weather market of 2020 is officially over for corn. Of course, beans are made in August. Maybe we'll have one more chance, but this market has come and gone again here in corn.
Tommy Grisafi, Advanced Trading, Mayville, North Dakota.